In Iran, press coverage of the ongoing international tension over the nation's nuclear program carefully follows the government line. It's one of many domestic issues where journalists tread carefully for fear of landing in jail. There's concern that restrictions on newspapers and the internet are being tightened even further under the administration of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Vermont Public Radio's Steve Zind recently visited Tehran and reports that determining where Iran's journalistic red lines are can be difficult and dangerous.
Ali Mazroui sits in the sparsely furnished offices of the Association of Iranian Journalists. Serving as president of the association has been his one steady job over the past 8 years. Some of Mazroui's other jobs disappeared overnight when the reformist papers he wrote for were shut down by the government. Newspaper closings and the arrest and detention of journalists are commonplace in Iran. There are some clear red lines that journalists know not to cross, criticizing Islam or Iran's supreme leader. Mazroui says other red lines have moved as reformists and conservatives vied for power.
Now the whole administration is in the hands of the conservatives, and it's very difficult for the journalists to understand what is the red lines.
Iran's newspapers contain plenty of articles bemoaning government corruption and the high rate of unemployment and exhorting politicians to solve these problems. But journalists steer clear of challenging the clergy-dominated system or writing about human rights issues. Mehri Rafati teaches journalism at a Tehran college. Rafati says the press has been punished because it's misbehaved. She says journalists report too much bad news and exaggerate problems. She recites a Persian proverb about a person who sees one crow but reports seeing 40.
The journalists must recognize their own boundaries and perform on the principles of journalism. Whenever we had an opportunity to use our freedom to write effectively and positively, we abused it. We got into a lot of trouble to a point where the authorities had to take our freedom away.
Rafati doesn't favor an independent press, but she does believe journalists should be able to question government policies. That ability has been severely curtailed in recent years, says Hadi Ghaimi of the U.S.-based group Human Rights Watch.
Today we've reached a point where the judicial authorities in Tehran can pick up the phone and call editors directly and tell them, tomorrow you're not going to cover such and such a topic.
Ghaimi says the administration of President Ahmadinejad has recently been summoning editors and journalists to warn them to avoid sensitive subjects. Sometimes journalists cross the red lines unintentionally. Omid Mamarian worked at a reformist paper in Tehran.
There were 6 journalists there, and now all of the 6 journalists, they have tasted jail.
Mamarian himself spent 2 months in prison. He says he was tortured and kept in solitary confinement. Now he attends college in the U.S. He was jailed not for what he wrote in a newspaper, but for comments he made in his online weblog. Mamarian's arrest in 2004 was part of a crackdown on bloggers. The government is increasingly blocking online content to prevent Iranians from reading information deemed politically objectionable. Mamarian says the importance of an independent press still isn't clear to many Iranians. He says his frightening experience in prison taught him 2 things.
Life is more important than any comment. This is the first lesson. And the second is that now in our society, we just have to increase people's consciousness. And if you are 2 steps ahead of the people don't follow you. You must be 1 step, just 1 step ahead of the people.
Mamarian says in most cases, the government doesn't have to lift a finger to censor journalists. Editors and journalists censor themselves to avoid trouble. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.